A red surface tilts upright from the darkness. Two columns, each containing six tiles, drop into place to form the four-letter E's in the words Bleecker Street. As the words vanish, the tiles are the last to disappear. A white swan is flanked by two letters, S and H, SH Pictures. On an orange circle, the words Kindred Spirit appear in purple. In bold white letters, Symbolic Exchange. An Asian lion puppet winks, and then a drag queen appears from underneath.
Welcome to the 15th annual Seattle ACI LGBTQI Plus Equality Gala!
Words appear. Bleecker Street and SH Pictures present a Kindred Spirit and Symbolic Exchange production. Two women sit at a table. She kisses her head.
Seattle, how y'all doing tonight?
Subtitles.
You should ask Jeffrey for makeup tips. He's very talented.
Jeffrey?
Lady Shumai.
Mom.
Let's dance!
Everyone dances. Lady Shumai, a.k.a. Jeffrey, grabs the mother from the audience.
Giving mother, come on.
The mother wears a silver sequin dress as she dances with Lady Shumai. A woman sitting with the mother's daughter stifles a laugh. The mother urges her daughter on stage as she twerks with the puppet. The title appears, The Wedding Banquet. A man with a mustache stands at a podium.
The next award goes to one of the most tireless advocates for the LGBTQ Asian American community here in Seattle. One of the founding members of APIP Flag, she has volunteered countless hours to our Chinese language hotline and fried up countless scallion pancakes for our dinner meetings. This year's recipient of the Christina Cho Ally Award is May Chen.
At one of the tables, Angela's mother, May, smiles and stands up. She makes her way to the podium in the silver sequin dress and hugs the host.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you, everyone. When Angela's father passed away, I knew it was my responsibility to protect Angela. And when she came out to me, I knew I had to be there for her. I had to be the best mother and love her unconditionally no matter what. Parenthood is an invitation to you.
You should come to the PFLAG meetings.
I've invited her. She never wants to come.
Your mother has told us everything. Like the time she found you looking at lesbian porn and you told her it was for a figure drawing class.
Yeah. Angela looks at May.
Oh, have you met Lee?
Angela's partner.
Oh, hi.
She's the executive director of the Hometown Pride Social Services.
Oh, I have heard so much about you.
Oh, sure you have.
Susan, did I tell you I'm going to be a grandmother soon?
So exciting.
Yes. Lee did IVF. The donor is Taiwanese. He went to Yale. He's a cardiologist. And his sperm was very expensive.
Oh. Well, my implantation was a couple weeks ago, so we don't know for sure yet.
But it seems good, right?
I mean, we're cautiously optimistic, just managing expectations. First time didn't work out.
The first time never works.
Later in a car with Lee and Angela.
I told her not to talk about it, and I just don't want her to jinx it.
It's okay, it's fine. She's just excited. So am I.
Angela drives. Lee smiles and rests her head on her shoulder.
I know it's scary, but we have to let ourselves hope a little bit.
I hope the baby has your nose.
It's my mama's nose. I'd like that. I hope the baby has your eyes.
You know it's not my sperm.
I can still hope.
Meanwhile, at a crowded gallery at night, a woman with thick black hair checks her phone near a man with glasses crossing his arms.
Why am I here?
You're here to appreciate the work and celebrate your boyfriend.
A young man waves near an art installation. His boyfriend with glasses waves back.
Second question, why are you here?
For the free food and booze. And to hang out with my cousin.
Thanks. Last question.
Oh, your social anxiety is killing my vibe.
Joke's on you. My anxiety is general.
Angela and Lee appear.
Hi.
Oh,
survive.
Oh, barely.
Barely.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, let it go.
Well, it was classic Mei Chen. Triggering.
Wow.
Babe.
Angela downs a beer and crushes the can.
I've not seen you do that since freshman orientation.
Freshman orientation?
Oh, you know. When these two confused little idiots
started their codependent relationship with a bang. Right.
I can't believe you guys fucked.
The cousin shows a photo.
What do you think? I'm going to her place.
You know, I can't tell behind all the hair and leather.
It's my type. Is it cool if I bounce?
Yeah. Just text after so I know you're safe.
I'll be fine.
Text me.
Okay.
To Lee and Angela.
This hummus is all yours. Bye, babes.
What a mean thing to say to your cousin.
Whatever. Peace.
Let's go see some student art.
A quilt spread on the floor.
Wow. He made these?
Isn't that wild?
Lee stands by the quilt.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm not being polite. I really love these.
That one's my favorite.
They walk past fabric art.
Oh, I love this too.
Min, the boyfriend, appears.
You left me. You were too busy.
Never too busy for you.
Min hugs Lee and Angela.
Thank you for coming.
Of course. Min, it's so beautiful.
The lights dim, and Lady Shumai appears on a stage.
Seattle, how we doing tonight?
Angela stares at Lee.
We could have carpooled.
In the crowd with Min and his boyfriend.
Love you, Shumai and Lion!
Woohoo! Later at night, the two men walk down a street with Angela and Lee.
That's perfect. You see that little twin? Oh, God.
Why am I always the butt?
Beautiful.
You know, this baby's gonna change everything. No more late nights.
No, there's gonna be plenty of late nights. Not like this one.
Chris and I will be very good gunkles. We can babysit anytime.
Yeah?
I'll teach the baby art and Chris will change the diapers.
Poop? You're giving me poop? Oh,
Chris chases Min down the street. Later, an SUV wagon pulls into the driveway of a gabled home with a picket fence.
Nice.
Angela and Lee walk up steps.
So the water, you do it the best.
Chris and Min.
So, what do you want to watch tonight?
Housewives.
Oh, which did he?
Any of them? Ooh, Vintage Beverly Hills with Camille Grammer.
They disappear into a garage apartment. In the light of day, Lee gardens in the backyard, mounding earth around the base of a plant. She stands up in a wide-brimmed hat and wipes her hands. Then she examines the stalk of a sunflower plant. Angela watches from the kitchen window. She goes to a tea kettle on the stove. Chris and Min lie together in bed. Chris opens his eyes and looks around. In the bathroom, they stand at a small mirror. Chris brushes his teeth and Min applies moisturizer. Chris spits in the sink and then kisses Min.
Ew, slimy.
Hey, that's expensive stuff.
Min rubs Chris's cheeks, and they kiss.
Bye.
A view of the Seattle Space Needle. Meanwhile, Angela rides a bike through a park, then arrives at a modern tower. In a lab, she sits at a counter with a microscope and places a sample in a glass beaker. Meanwhile, Chris stands beside a pond and looks through binoculars at a duck. He sketches in a small notepad, then looks through the binoculars at a heron on the pond.
Hey, birders, there's a heron by the yellow irises and a wood duck drake swimming by. You'll notice the white line extending below the bill and also above the eyes.
You mean the squealer ducks?
Yes, they are also called squealers.
You are so cute. Do you have a boyfriend? You should have a boyfriend. I've got a nephew that I'm pretty sure is gay.
Okay, group, let's keep migrating down this way.
Maybe he's pansexual.
I think I saw some friends.
In a spacious art studio, Min stands at a table and arranges squares of orange and yellow fabric. He studies his work, then walks to another side of the table and studies it some more. He looks at a small box in his hand and smiles. He picks up his phone and stares at the screen.
Oh, shit!
A glass skyscraper with the word Hyun on the top floor. In the spacious lobby, Min buttons his suit jacket as he climbs a staircase. He hurries past a large reception desk with the words Hyun Enterprises. In a large boardroom, a young woman in a business suit stands up.
Welcome. Please have a seat.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
He sits beside the woman with a portfolio.
This quarter's paperwork?
Your shareholder proxy forms and trust receipts. The wire transfer will be processed this evening.
Thank you.
He takes out a pen and looks at her.
So...
The chairwoman is waiting.
My grandmother?
A gray-haired woman appears on a video screen.
Grandmother.
You haven't answered my texts.
I've been busy with school.
Aren't you done with school?
He swallows.
Lawyer Sun, give us a moment. Of course.
Lawyer Sun gets up from the boardroom table and heads for the door.
Your student visa is expiring, is it not?
It is. But Lawyer Sun is arranging an extension.
There is no need for an extension. We are acquiring KPMH, a multinational corporation in control of 15 fashion brands. They're looking for a creative director.
Grandmother.
The board has already approved my recommendation. You can now continue the family tradition. Make use of your talents and protect your grandfather's legacy.
I told you several times. I don't want to work for the company.
You're not working for the company. You are the company. I've been too lenient after your parents died. I've given you 7 years to do whatever you want. Your grandfather has grown impatient. If you do not accept this offer, he will force you to come back to Korea. Do you understand?
Min sighs and lowers his gaze, seated alone at the long board table. Meanwhile, Angela looks in her microscope.
Hey, what's up?
Lee.
I just tried to use the Discover card to get some coffee.
Remember, we consolidated that into the visa?
Well, you have to pay for this parenthood thing.
Right.
Yep, just cut it up.
I'm cutting it up. Feeding it to your worms.
They're moth larvae, and they're busy recycling polyethylene. Not sure their
saliva breaks down PVC.
Okay, well, you get back to saving the world. Love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
At work with Lee.
Hey, would you check on Kenneth? He needs an agency referral for the downtown shelter. I don't think he's 18 yet.
You got it.
A woman with short salt and pepper hair writes in a book. She looks across the table at Lee.
So, do you feel any different?
I don't know. Do I seem different?
Yeah. It's exciting. You are going to be a great mother.
Lee smiles and takes a deep breath.
I guess maybe this one feels a little different.
She smiles. Light breaks over an ocean harbor. In the backyard, blankets hang on a laundry line. Chris fills a bird feeder with seed while he yawns. Nearby, Lee waters plants with a hose.
Hey, Chris. Morning.
She sprays him. In the bathroom, Lee stands in the shower. She runs her hand over her neck and shoulder blade. She lowers her gaze and looks down. Now she and Angela sit with a doctor.
I'm sorry, this one didn't stick.
Is there anything wrong?
All the tests look good, but of course, age may be playing a factor here.
Angela puts her hand on Lee's knee.
It's not unusual for IVF to take a few goes at it, if you want to try again. Just know that we don't recommend more than 3 treatments. It's difficult for the patient.
Lee stares off, then looks at Angela and forces a smile. Angela keeps her hand on her knee and rubs it with her thumb. Later, Angela drives.
We can try again.
We can't afford it.
And we'll save up.
It could take us years. I don't have years.
We can take out another mortgage on the house.
I'm not taking out another mortgage just to have another failed IVF. Okay? I can't handle that.
Angela looks over at her. Their SUV wagon pulls into the driveway. They both step out of the vehicle.
What if you did the IVF?
What? No, this is important to you. This is your thing.
I mean, this is important to us. I want to have a family with you. You're younger, so you have more time.
Look, it just feels selfish. You know, pregnancy is something you wanted to experience, not me.
I'm sorry, are you saying that I'm being selfish for wanting
Look,
to be
I'm
pregnant?
Not saying anything. It's just that. Can you just drop it?
Don't you fucking turn around?
Angela walks up the front steps and then stops.
And you can't treat me like your mom.
Angela turns around.
What the hell does that mean?
It means that you can be honest with me about what you're feeling, what you want. You don't have to simmer and not confront anything. Like your mom's speech at the gala. What?
Nothing. I'm simmering.
God, can you please?
But that is my way of confronting me.
Oh, my
people
God.
Confront just... Oh, what the hell?
They hurry into Chris and Min's garage suite.
Why don't you believe me? What are you so scared of?
Min. What is going on?
Min proposed.
Oh, my God. It's Cartier. Congratulations.
I tell you how much you mean to me. How much
Bullshit.
I...
Bullshit. Tell them why you really proposed.
I proposed because I love you. Because I want to be your husband.
Because his OPT visa runs out in a few months and he doesn't want to go back to Korea.
No, you're making this up.
Your grandmother just threatened to yank you back to Korea.
I bought the ring before. It's just a weird timing.
I'm not going to marry you so you can get a green card.
Oh, fuck green card. I don't even want to be an American. Your trains are so slow and I never know how much to tip.
What about your family? You come out, they cut you off.
We'll talk to you later.
No, stay.
Look, I am not going to be responsible for you losing your money. I am not going to be responsible for you being disowned by your family. And I am not going to be responsible for whatever the fuck apocalyptic coming out party you have planned for yourself. It's too much.
Min walks up to him, face to face.
Chris, I love you. Isn't my proposal throwing everything away proof of that?
That's beautiful.
Hey,
it's romantic.
There are other ways for you to stay in the country while you sort your life out. You could enroll online at UW and take a Photoshop class or learn Google Sheets. That'll buy you a year to figure
out. I don't want a year. I told you I want a life. And already so good at Google Sheets! You shit talk me in front of our friends. You disrespect our relationship. As if a stupid green card is the only thing I ever wanted from you.
Min grabs a bag and heads for the door.
Wait, Min, hold on.
I only asked you to marry me. Because I thought you would say yes.
He leaves. Lee turns and stares at Chris, then throws up her hands.
Oh my God, you two are the same. Just say something, man.
Now at night, at a bar with Angela and Chris.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We knew it would be difficult.
Is Lee gonna try again?
I don't think so. The expectation, the disappointment. It was really hard on her. You know, she asked me if I would do it.
What? The IVF? Weird.
I know.
Lee, I can see pregnant. Men, I can see pregnant. But you?
Whatever. Doesn't matter if it's Lee or me. Because we don't have the money. So. Lee would be such a good mom.
So would you.
Angela stares at him and furrows her brow.
You have mother issues. It's not the same thing as motherhood issues.
Yeah, it actually is. So are you gonna do long distance with men in Korea?
I don't know. I think we'll just take it day by day.
You've been taking it day by day for 5 years. Men birding instead of finishing your dissertation.
Queer theory takes the joy out of being gay.
You live in our garage. Okay, you gotta commit to something at some point.
God, we're fuck ups.
Outside Dick's restaurant.
Dick! Dick!
I want to suck your dick.
I want more dicks.
They walk down a street.
Shut up, you soul. Shut up.
They arrive at Chris's place.
I think so too.
More that we were.
No one between.
Chris stops and stares at Min, lounging with Lee. Lee turns to Min.
Do it. I dare you.
Do it.
Min stands up and takes out a ring box. He smiles and gets on one knee.
No, not again.
Min opens the ring box.
Will you marry me?
Min, I can't.
Not you. I don't want to marry you anymore. I want to marry her.
Me?
What?
Min stands in front of Angela.
We're friends. We help each other.
Okay.
I heard all about the IVF, and I'm so, so sad. But until my grandfather takes my money away, I have so much money. I want you to have some so you and Lee can have a family. So, I have a proposal. You marry me, and I will pay for Lee's to grow a baby.
You're joking, right? He's joking, right?
I mean, it's an idea.
A very good one.
No, this is absurd. This is crazier than you marrying me.
You left me no choice.
Yeah, why is he proposing to me? You marry him.
Hon, my entire career is being gay. I don't think that we would clear the green card interview.
I'm gay too, remember?
Yeah, but you work in a worm lab. You don't talk to anyone. I mean, you've been with dudes before.
Okay, I can't marry him.
I can't either.
Neither of you are marrying my boyfriend.
So you do want to marry me?
No!
Min plops down in an easy chair.
This is all very hard on my ego.
Later in bed, Min wears a facial mask and checks his phone. Chris lays down beside him.
I'm still mad.
You look like a ghost.
You're drunk.
A hot, gay ghost.
Are you smiling into there?
Chris kisses his cheek.
Just give me a minute to figure stuff out. I will, I promise. I just need some time.
Chris holds a snack up to his mouth. Min bites into it. Meanwhile, Angela lies with Lee.
Dad loved this house. This is what he spent his life savings on. When he bought it, he said, Angeline, we're keeping Duwamish land in Duwamish hands. We can burn our longhouses, but can't make us leave. This is ours forever. When we moved in, he said this was going to be my room. If I ever had a kid, it'd be their room someday, too.
Well, it's a good room. Yeah. And it's a good house.
Yep. Good house with a fat mortgage.
It's a home.
Lee stands up and reaches for a paper crane mobile.
Hey, leave it. What if I took up Min on his offer?
Come on.
I'm serious. Wait, stop. Look, I marry Min, he gives us the money for the IVF.
Angela, you're not serious.
I'm 100% serious. Look, he wants to help us. We should help him. Min needs his green card, and Chris needs help, too. I mean, he needs time to sort things out with Min. Look, I can't
ask you to do that.
If there's even a 1% chance that this could work, I want you to try again.
Lee smiles, and they gaze into each other's eyes. Angela stands outside the garage apartment door. Min opens the door and looks at her.
Okay, yes.
Yes. What?
I'll marry you. But you'll pay for Lee's IVF, and I'll marry you.
Min grabs his chest.
Are you crying?
He hugs her. Inside, Chris gets back into bed and under the sheets. Now Angela on the phone with her mother, May.
Calm down. How am I supposed to calm down?
Look at it this way. It's for the cause. We're helping a gay couple stay together.
If they want to be together,
they can get married themselves.
Why did I put years of activism into gay marriage if this is what I get?
You're getting a grandkid. So you just have to play along until after Min gets his green card, okay?
Play along? 那你告诉我，我今天晚上在...
Tell me, what am I supposed to say at my PFLAG meeting tonight?
My own daughter. Marrying a man.
Angela silently screams. At home at his laptop, Min starts a video call with his grandmother.
How are you, grandmother?
You asked to see me. Are you in some kind of trouble?
No, not at all.
I
just wanted to share some news. I'm getting married.
Married?
Yes. Her name is Angela Chen.
Angela?
Yes.
Who is her family?
Her family? It's just her mother. They're not a famous family or anything like that.
What does she do?
She's a scientist. She researches plastic eating worms.
Plastic eating worms?
Yes, it's eco-friendly.
Are you sure she's not marrying you for our money?
Our money? Well, in a sense, no. That's not it.
In what sense?
It's nothing. This is not about money.
We'll see about that.
No!
What do you mean?
I mean, you can if you want, of course. I'm just saying, you don't need to. She's not that kind of person. Gotta go.
He slams the laptop shut. Now, Chris rides his bike along a narrow road in the woods. He stops and sketches in his notepad. He stares off, appearing lost in thought. His cousin takes his photo.
You look like shit.
Hey, how's that situation with your landlord, by the way? Do you need my help?
I'm fine. Stop babying me. No, seriously, cuz. You look like crap.
I didn't get much sleep.
Why? This is the perfect solution for you. More limbo, more of your millennial indecision, just staring at birds. You get to maintain your exquisitely ambivalent relationship to the best thing that's ever happened to you. You even get to co-parent, or whatever, without any real responsibilities.
You think I'm being stupid?
I don't think you're being stupid. I just don't understand you.
If I say yes to Min, then his whole world comes crashing down, and our whole relationship with it, and I couldn't handle that, okay?
Just don't overthink it.
At the dinner table, with Angela, Lee, and May holding her phone.
You're kidding. Delete all of them?
All of it. Every Pride Parade photo, every National Coming Out Day post.
Can I still post Instagram stories?
Look, do you want grandchildren?
I'll delete Instagram now.
Thank you.
So, this is good. When it's all over, I have a whole new story to tell in my meetings.
Angela stops eating.
I'm just joking. Just joking.
Nope. No, you're not. This is all about you.
Some laugh.
What's come over you? It was a joke.
This has always been all about you, hasn't it?
我做的所有,
everything I do for you. You know that.
Lee, tell her.
Miss Chen.
I wouldn't be doing any of this if I didn't love you.
Why do you think it took me so long to come out to you? And after I did, you refused to speak to me for years. Anything to avoid the subject, anything to not be honest. And then you suddenly appear back in my life as some kind of supermom. You never acknowledged anything or apologized. Do you know how much that hurt me?
I am making up for it.
God, I hate that people give you awards. I hate that people think you're a good mother. I hate that I feel like I have to be grateful. Because I'm not.
Angela gets up and storms off. Lee looks at May and then leaves the table. May stares off with tears in her eyes. At a disco bar, Lee holds Angela in her arms.
I guess I took your advice and confronted things.
You feel better?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I feel kind of bad for her.
Yeah, well, she needed to hear that. You needed to say it. Let's table this for when we get home, huh?
What is it?
Min puts a tiara veil on Angela.
Oh, what is going on?
Well, you and Min are getting married next week.
And I felt like celebrating our final days as gays before you become Mrs. Min Young.
This is your bachelorette party.
This is so stupid.
Exactly. You get to be that straight drunk girl just rubbing up against all the gay for pay go-go boys.
Guys, grab your shots.
Who wants a double? No.
Cheers, everyone!
Cheers.
I know this is stupid and you're very smart. Sometimes it's important to be stupid. Now finish your drink!
Oh, let's go! Drink!
Angela drinks from a straw. Later, they all dance on a crowded dance floor. Outside, Lee rocks Angela in her arms.
Hey, sleepyhead.
Mm. You wanna get going?
Not yet. Hey, I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What if we took the money and did something really fun with it?
IVF money?
Yeah. Like, what if we traveled, took time off, saw the world, just us?
Okay, you're drunk.
Lee steps away.
Okay, I'm drunk. So what?
Lee stares at her.
What?
I'm sorry, I just... We're doing this because it's something we both want, right?
No, yeah. Yes. But maybe it's not the right time. I just really like spending time with you. You're so great, and you've always wanted to go to Europe.
No, I want a child. I thought you wanted that, too.
I mean, if it happens, it happens.
No, not for gay people, honey.
I'm sorry.
And where is this coming from?
I'm gonna be a shitty mother. Just like my mom. And I don't want us to waste our time and money and then fuck up our relationship. But Lee, it's not worth it.
Okay, look. We can talk about your mom. We can talk about all the rest of this shit in the morning, okay? When we're both calm.
Stop. You are not my fucking therapist.
Okay. I'm going home.
Back at the disco, Chris and Min kiss on the dance floor.
Marry me.
What?
Marry me.
Min, please, come on.
It would be easier. You and me.
What about Angela?
I already gave her the money.
Min, I told you.
You told me you needed more time. I gave you more time.
A week is not more time.
Then how much time do you need to decide that you love me? You tell me to be patient. You promised me we'll figure this out.
I never promised I'd marry you.
Min stares at him, then turns and walks away.
Min, wait. Wait, Min, let me explain. Hold on, wait.
Staying at the studio.
Angela appears.
What did you do?
I don't want to talk about it. Where's Lee?
I don't want to talk about it.
Bar.
They hurry over to the bar and do shots.
Ever since I was a little kid, she's never seen me.
Chris takes off a purple glow collar and places it over her head. He cradles her face in his hands and looks into her eyes.
I see.
Angela grabs his face.
I see you. I see you. I'm never not gonna see you.
I close my eyes, I see you.
They run onto the dance floor, make faces and dance. They join hands and spin each other around, faster and faster. Angela starts up in bed. She squints her eyes and moves her head. She takes a deep breath, then opens her eyes. She looks under the sheet covering her bare breasts, then looks over at a naked Chris in bed with her. Angela stands and covers her head with a sheet while Chris struggles to put on his underwear.
Oh, did we? Fuck.
Fuck!
Okay.
How do we
process this?
We both had a shitty night.
Where we disappointed our partners.
And we needed comfort.
But we were both too drunk to use our words, so instead we
boned. Oh God. But we don't have any
romantic feelings for each other because we're best friends, and we have no desire to
ever do this again.
Okay.
Angela sits in a chair, and Chris checks his phone.
Oh shit. It's men.
Oh God.
Hey. No? Yeah? I mean, yes. No, start over. Sorry, I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. No. Now I'm listening.
Later, Angela sneaks into her bedroom, where Lee lies asleep. Angela watches her sleep for a long moment. She closes the door. She watches Lee sleep and then turns away. She makes her way down the hall stairs.
Angela! Lee!
Shh, Jesus, what is it?
Hold on. I'm putting you on speaker. Okay. It's Min.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning, Angela.
What's going on?
So, I'm on my way to the airport.
Because Min's grandmother flew in from Korea to meet her future granddaughter-in-law. We gotta declare the house! God, you have so much lesbian literature.
Wait, Min. Is your grandma coming, like, right now?
She called me from customs. It was a big surprise. I'm sorry.
Wait, just take her somewhere else.
Nowhere else. She wants to meet you. If my grandma thinks you're around me for money, she'll blow the whole plan up.
Min, don't you think you can just explain the situation to her?
My grandmother and my gay. Maybe she knows, but we never, ever, ever say it. My grandfather hates gays. He's the biggest gay hater in Korea.
Jesus.
Please. We just need to fool her for a few nights. We'll go to the city hall Friday, get married. She goes home. Everything's fine.
How much time do we got?
45 minutes.
Oh.
1 hour, if there's traffic. Thank you.
Okay, so what are we supposed to do exactly?
Move all your gay things into the guest house.
Seriously, why do we have to...
Clean now, talk later, ladies. Come on, let's
okay.
go.
Fine, okay.
Lee pulls DVDs off a shelf. Angela collects magazines, a framed photograph of her and Lee, and books. Chris pulls off gay fridge magnets. A framed photo of Min and Angela replaces the other one. Lee stands in front of a colorful painting.
No. It ties the room together.
Angela and Chris hurry into another room, and he takes down a framed Lilith Fair poster.
Oh, I don't think Min's grandma will know that's lesbian.
The Indigo Girls are surprisingly popular in Korea.
Huh.
You.
What?
You look gay.
Angela looks down at herself and runs from the room. Lee goes through clothes on a rack. She selects an item and shrugs. Chris runs into the garage apartment with a basket of items and runs back out. Angela wears a towel wrapped around her head, looks in a mirror, and applies blush to her face. She applies lip gloss, stares into the mirror, and walks away. She runs back and takes a framed poster off the wall.
Everything in this house is gay!
In the driveway, Min steps out of a sedan. He goes to the other side and opens the door. He helps his grandmother out.
You must be very tired. Wouldn't the company penthouse be better? You'll be more comfortable there.
No, I will stay with you and Angela.
Min opens the trunk of the vehicle. He takes out two cases. He walks with his grandmother towards the picket fence. Min enters the house.
Honey, I'm home.
His grandmother follows him in and looks around.
Honey?
On the back deck, Chris, Angela, and Lee frantically pack a box. Angela hurries into the house and sees Min's grandmother. They stare at one another.
Hi, Moni. This is Angela.
It's so nice to meet you, Mrs. Yan.
Angela curtsies.
Oh,
There are people in your garden.
Lee and Chris hurry away with the boxes. Chris looks back.
Those are our tenants.
Chris waves.
They live in our guest house.
Lee and Chris. They're friends.
They're a couple?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Min forces a smile, and Mrs. Hyun stares off.
He's very elegant.
Min and Angela share a look. Later in the kitchen, Mrs. Hyun drinks from a mug. Angela and Min sit at the table watching her.
Have you picked the wedding date?
Yeah, we have an appointment at the city hall on Friday.
Appointment? What do you mean appointment?
An appointment.
The marriage license.
I know.
Getting your marriage license. But when is your wedding?
Angela and I decided we don't want a ceremony.
No ceremony?
Yeah.
It's not important to us. We just want to get married as quickly as possible.
Yes, while you're here, how many kids?
We'll get married this Friday.
And you can go back to Korea.
What is going on here?
What do you mean?
No ceremony? What, is this sham marriage?
Harmony, this isn't a sham.
Do you love her?
Yes, of course. I love Angela.
Really?
Of course.
Harmony,
I am not an idiot. You want me to believe you're sleeping with that woman?
Ew, grandmother, what are you talking about?
You know what I mean. We never had to talk about this before. What did you do? What trouble have you caused? Or is she blackmailing you because she's discovered you're gay and from a wealthy family?
What? No, Angela's gay too!
Even worse, a lesbian snake!
Angela leans into Min.
She knows.
Later, Angela and Lee with Mrs. Hyun.
You're a couple. Mm-hmm. You want a baby.
Yeah.
She turns to Chris and Min.
And you too.
Chris and Min look at each other, and Min nods.
How long?
5 years.
What is this preposterous plan? Are you all stupid? Or is life so boring that you've determined to ruin each other's lives?
What did she say? She said we're dumb.
Your grandfather is expecting a wedding. Our relatives and our acquaintances as well. If only you had been honest with me earlier.
I couldn't be honest. You never gave me the chance.
Mrs. Hyun nods.
I'm also to blame. I'll admit that. But I thought you would grow out of it. I'll correct my mistake. We must have a wedding.
Eh?
No wedding is too suspicious. People will talk. And Korean people are very good at talking. I do not want people to talk about our family. If your grandfather hears that you are gay, he will blame me. Then we will have no money. You must have a wedding for me.
A wedding? Mrs. Hyun, I don't...
I will have lawyer's son invite our employees here. We will take photos and publish them in the newspapers. Your grandfather doesn't have long to live. Neither do I. They will buy us all time. Do this for me. And I won't force you to join the family business.
She and Min look at each other for a long moment.
Is that a promise?
Mrs. Hyun nods.
I promise.
How long is this going to take?
3 weeks.
What do you think?
Angela turns and stares at Lee.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
In a single bedroom, Min puts down Mrs. Hyun's bags.
Why do they live in the house and you stay in a barn?
This is Lee's house.
Mrs. Hyun sits on a single bed, staring out a window. Min walks past her and then stops. He swallows, pauses, and then turns towards her.
I didn't mean for you to find out like this. I wish I could have told you some other way.
This is not the future I wanted for you. But I can't make you the grandson I wanted you to be.
Min takes a deep breath.
Do you need anything? Can I get you some water?
I'm fine.
Angela lies in bed with Lee.
Hey, can we talk about last night? No, we actually need to talk about it. You can't cute your way out of it.
I was an asshole. I'm sorry.
What was all that shit you were saying?
It wasn't shit. It was all true. I do want to travel the world with you. And I do want to spend more time with you, just the two of us. When the brat goes off to college or summer camp or whatever, we are gonna fucking live it up.
Meanwhile, Min lays down in bed. Chris looks over at him.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm the sorry one.
For what?
I wasn't listening to you. You told me you were not ready.
Oh, man, it's...
I have no expectation. After this is all done, we can talk. But if you don't see a future with me, I can't make you. Good night.
Min rolls over on his side, facing away. Chris turns away and stares off. Back with Angela in bed, as she watches Lee sleep. A white two-story mansion with pillars. Inside, a woman in a gray business suit leads Mrs. Hyun, lawyer's son, and Min into a grand solarium with a chandelier.
This room could be worked for the Pebek ceremony. I agree.
Mrs. Hyun and Min sit at a table with a selection of slices of cake. Min takes a bite of one, chews, and nods. He looks over at the guide talking with lawyer son. Now, Lee lies back with Angela and a doctor.
I know you've already been through this.
Third time's a charm.
Anything worrying you, any discomfort, you let us know.
Okay. Angela looks at her. Another doctor.
We'll implant the embryos one at a time. This might be a little cold.
You got this, baby. You got this, OK? okay? Lee. Hey.
Later, Angela hurries up a flight of stairs and into an open area with fitting rooms.
Sorry.
Min sends her into a fitting room.
Jump on it.
Mrs. Hyun tries on a long lavender skirt.
Do you not like the outfit?
Did you tell her?
Min nods and heads over to a fitting room curtain.
Yep.
Hi, Angela. Grandmother and I were just talking about our wedding plans and...
And?
A photo shoot. Mrs. Hyun stands next to Min, standing next to Angela, next to May, posing and smiling.
Okay. Kimchi. Nice. Okay, kimchi.
May leans forward, blocking Angela.
Beautiful, Miss Chan.
Can we have more light in the front?
An assistant crosses the room. Min and Angela smile in front of a beach backdrop.
Look at the lens. Perfect cheese.
Cheese.
Excellent. Let's try looking more in love.
They look at each other, then back at the photographer.
Okay. Right down the lens.
Nearby, May talks with Mrs. Hyun.
What are they talking about?
Us being gay.
The women hug.
Oh.
No, Mom, like an Olympic athlete.
May and Angela pose in ski gear.
Great, right over here.
Mrs. Hyun turns to Min. Let's not
smile. Angela. Angela's mother kept talking about some meeting. Some club for parents.
Americans have a lot of clubs.
She wants me to come with her. She says there's lots of talking and laughing and crying.
Americans like to sit in circles and laugh and cry.
So she's not insane. Just American.
Yes, just American.
There you go. Let's get closer together.
Angela's mother is very pleased that her daughter is a lesbian.
Yes.
Mrs. Hyun looks at him for a moment and then lowers her gaze.
Your friend. Chris, are his parents pleased also?
Yes, I think so. Not as much as Angela's mother. A normal amount of pleased.
Have you met them?
Yes.
Mrs. Hyun looks at him for a moment and then turns away. She looks over at the ski slope photo shoot. At home, Min sits at a sewing machine and hand sews a piece of blue fabric. In the background, Mrs. Hyun talks with lawyer Sun. As lawyer Sun continues to talk, Mrs. Hyun appears lost in thought as she gazes across the room at Min, hand sewing. In the light of day, a view of the Seattle skyline. At home, Angela sits on the sofa eating burritos with Lee.
How are you feeling about tomorrow?
Oh, I just need to get it over with.
Come on. I'm going to have a little bit of fun with it.
Fun?
Mm-hmm.
You hate weddings. Are you serious?
I'm talking about I love weddings.
Okay, but you're just anti-marriage.
No, I'm anti-institution. I am pro-celebration. Seriously, weddings are great. They're a culture, they're heritage, they're
straight people.
They're cake. You know, little cha-cha slide. They're exhausting. Seriously, my mom's exhausting. Everything is exhausting. It's like, ugh.
Lee puts her arm around her.
Except you. You're not exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
They smile at each other and kiss.
I got some of your beans.
Mm. Ew.
Come here.
No.
No.
Chris plays a video game with his cousin.
Yo, he's to your left.
Oh. Headshot.
Nice.
Apparently, as best man, I would traditionally carry a live goose to the ceremony, which is weirdly relevant to my interests. But now everyone just uses wood carvings.
What about an American buff goose? They're super chill, really docile.
I think it's more of a health code issue. You know, livestock and your food. It's just gonna be a duck decoy.
You ever, even for a moment, wish it was you getting married to Min? Not just the dick with the duck.
Very funny.
Now on the back deck, Mrs. Hyun looks at a sketch of a heron in Chris's notebook. She turns the page to a portrait sketch of Angela and Lee. She turns the page to a sketch of Min sleeping. She studies the portrait and then looks up at Chris, standing by the garage apartment.
Hi. This is yours. Was on the chair. I hope it's okay.
Oh, of course.
Please sit.
Chris approaches and sits with her at a table.
I did not know you are also an artist.
Oh, it's just sketches. It's a hobby.
Min tells me you attended many prestigious schools.
Yeah, I guess I have. But I'm taking a bit of a break from grad school.
Mrs. Hyun nods.
May I ask about your family?
It's just me and my parents. Only child.
I wish Min had a sister or a brother. It can be very hard alone.
There was a lot of expectation. And it wasn't always the easiest, but my parents have come around.
She nods.
Where are your parents?
They live in Kansas, Wichita.
Kansas? Do we sell the bars? Many white people.
So many white people.
Please get some sleep.
She hands him the notebook.
Long day tomorrow. Weird day.
Chris looks across the table at her. At home, Mrs. Hyun walks into the guest room. She finds a folded blue quilted fabric on the bed. She picks up a note that reads, "For Grandmother." She puts down the note and unrolls the sleeve. She looks down at the short blue jacket with the red bow. She carefully unrolls the other sleeve. Now, in a garden, musicians play traditional instruments. Min walks in a blue traditional Korean robe, holding a red fabric screen in front of his face. Chris follows behind in white with a red fabric decoy duck. Min lowers the screen from his face. Lawyer Sun stands with Mrs. Hyun in the short blue quilted jacket. Min smiles to himself.
Hey, best man. Right over here. Good. Hold up the duck.
Chris smiles and holds the duck to his ear like a telephone. Angela descends stairs with two women who hold a ceremonial veil in front of her face. Lee walks ahead. May and Mrs. Hyun follow behind. They walk out of the solarium and onto a deck with white pillars, decorated with red, white, and blue banners and traditional Korean screens. The bride and groom arrive on opposite sides of an altar-type table as guests watch. Lee stands behind May. Chris stands behind Mrs. Hyun. A clergyman sings. Min's female attendants help him to wash his hands. Angela's attendants help her to wash hers. Mrs. Hyun watches as the attendants serve Min tea. He drinks from a metal cup. An attendant puts a metal cup to Angela's lips. Angela glares at her, then slowly lowers herself down onto her knees with the help of the assistants. Min looks across at her, and they smile. Then the assistants help Angela to bow. Mrs. Hyun gazes off. Angela and Min turn at the same time and face their guests, and then bow. Min stands back up as Chris watches stone-faced in the crowd. Min turns and looks at Angela.
You look like Amidala.
Who?
Padme Amidala, Queen of Naboo. Star Wars! Natalie Portman, do you call yourself American?
What happens next?
Just follow my lead.
Angela and Min kneel until their foreheads touch the floor. Mrs. Hyun bows. Angela and Min stand back up, then kneel again.
Many, many blessings to you in your marriage. Whatever the future has in store for you, I hope you find happiness together.
Min looks behind at Chris in the crowd. Angela and Min each hold one end of an embroidered ceremonial scarf. Mrs. Hyun sits at a table behind them.
Ready?
Angela and Min nod. Mrs. Hyun throws jujubes and chestnuts into the hammock between Angela and Min.
What's with the cheers?
It's supposed to represent the numbers of sons and daughters we'll have.
Oh. Jesus, big family.
Yeah.
Which ones are which?
What?
The jujubes and the chestnuts. Are the chestnuts the sons or the daughters?
Oh.
Grandmother, which ones are the sons and which ones are the daughters?
I forgot. Lawyer son, which ones are the sons and which ones are the daughters?
I
don't remember either. Does anybody else know?
The crowd all look at each other. Chris stands next to his cousin.
They'll have 15 non-binary children.
Min and Angela pose for the photographers. Lawyer son.
Now the walk.
Min turns to Angela.
We do the lap now. Ready?
She hops up onto his back.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Come on.
Min struggles to walk with Angela on his back.
Do not drop me.
Min lumbers along with Angela on his back.
I don't feel good.
Look at Min sweat.
All the way around.
Hurry up, I don't feel good.
Min continues to carry her, and Angela vomits on his neck. May and Mrs. Hyun stare, and photographers take pictures. Later, in a lounge room, Min wipes the vomit off his neck. May and Chris sit nearby. They stand up as Lee enters with Angela.
I'm fine now. Look, I hope I didn't ruin things.
Everything's fine. Don't worry.
Let me feel your forehead.
May feels Angela's forehead.
You're not hot. Is it something you ate?
I don't think so.
Chris and Lee.
Are any of the guests still here?
Most of them cleared out pretty quick after the puking ceremony.
I'm sorry.
Guests file out of the reception room, past Mrs. Hyun, seated alone. By a fireplace, an employee mops up the vomit. Lawyer Sun approaches Mrs. Hyun.
We're all done here today, and arrangements are set for City Hall.
Mrs. Hyun nods, and Lawyer Sun walks away. Mrs. Hyun watches her leave the room. Now, a gray compact sedan pulls up to the house. May steps out. Angela opens the door, and May holds out a paper bag.
Here.
Angela takes it and looks at her, then lets her in. May hurries past her. Angela sits alone by the bathtub, staring off.
Angela?
May stands in the doorway, looking down at her, and then goes to the phone. Angela sits crouched by the tub and looks up at her. May holds a pregnancy test. She smiles slightly and nods at Angela. Angela stares at her, then buries her face in her knees. May sits down beside her.
Honey, it's okay. Everything's okay. It's okay. Tell Mama. What happened? What happened?
Hey, Angela.
Angela lifts her head and looks at her.
I know I'm not a perfect mother, but I've learned so much from you. You're probably not going to be a perfect mother yourself.
So maybe you'll be worse than me.
But you will learn too. Just like how I learned from you. If this is what you want.
I'm a mess.
You are a miracle mess. Don't forget that. I love you.
She kisses her forehead and holds her close. Later in the backyard, Angela sits on a swing. She looks up at Chris and Min walking across the yard.
How are you feeling? Are you okay?
Hey, can we talk? In the guest house?
In the garage apartment, Chris and Min sit staring off.
So, this was penis sperms, not test tube sperms.
That's one way to put it.
Are you two?
No.
God, no. It was just this once, unless you count freshman orientation.
Wait, you were the top?
Not really sure who was where. Are you sure it was even me? Because, to be honest, I don't even remember being...
Don't be even more of an asshole.
Even more of an asshole than what?
Than me. Than us. We're both assholes, asshole.
How do I tell my grandmother?
How do I tell Lee?
Tell me what?
Lee appears in the doorway. Chris and Min slowly turn and look at her. Lee runs into the house past Mrs. Hyun.
No.
Lee, wait!
No, Anne.
I can't.
Lee,
leave me alone.
Please.
Mrs. Hyun scampers to a window and looks out at Min walking down the driveway with a black leather sports bag. Angela chases Lee past Mrs. Hyun and out of the house.
Lee! I'm sorry, I didn't tell you about Chris! Wait!
Mrs. Hyun looks out the window.
Listen to me!
And I don't need to hear any more details.
Come on! Can we just talk about this? Please, where are you going? Lee!
Lee drives away, and Mrs. Hyun lowers her gaze. In the garage apartment, Chris stuffs a bag with clothes. Angela appears in the doorway.
He broke up with you?
No. I broke up with him.
What?
Said he wants to figure this out. I just don't know how.
Chris! You're an idiot. You're telling me that he loves you so much he's going through with this even after you knocked me up? Just so that he can stay and be with you? Do you know how absurd that is?
Exactly. He's wasting his time.
What? No, that's not what I meant.
I'll be back for the rest of my things.
He storms out.
Chris, what?
Angela stares after him. In the dining room of the house, Mrs. Hyun carefully folds orange napkins. She looks up and sees Angela in the kitchen.
Sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Angela hurries away. Mrs. Hyun stands alone, appearing lost in thought. After dark, Mrs. Hyun carries a dish of food and places it among many others on the dining table. She looks down at the feast and then sits at the head of the table.
Angela, I'm back.
May appears in the doorway.
Angela was not hungry. She's sleeping now.
May nods and then approaches the table.
May I?
Sure. Have a seat, please.
May sits at the table beside her. May picks up a pair of chopsticks and eats a bite of food.
Delicious.
Min's favorite dish.
You're such a good cook.
Wedding leftover.
Mrs. Hyun pours from a small stoneware carafe.
Alcohol?
Perry.
They raise up small stoneware cups.
What shall we toast?
To the bride and groom?
Mrs. Hyun smiles, and then they both drink.
What happens now?
No idea.
Now, Angela texts in bed, on her back. She stares at the screen and then puts down the phone. May sits at the end of the bed.
Lee's fertility clinic follow-up is today.
Are you going to go with her?
She's not answering her texts. What if her IVF doesn't work?
May sits on the edge of the bed beside her and takes her hand.
Angela.
What if she doesn't come back?
Meanwhile, Min and Mrs. Hyun sit at a laptop screen. On a website, a photo of Angela throwing up on Min's neck.
Why did they take photos of that?
I remember everyone looked so happy in Cousin Wubin's wedding photos.
They looked happy because it was real.
Grandmother, how was your wedding? Did you enjoy it?
How could I have enjoyed it? I married someone I didn't love. Like you. This is almost over. Get your marriage license. Lawyer son will take it from there.
My stupid idea.
This is
all my fault. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Hyun looks at him for a long moment. She steps away from the laptop and runs her hand along bolts of pink and yellow quilted fabric.
I have spent much time here looking at your art. You bring these small individual pieces together to create something so meaningful and beautiful. I see that you have done this with your own life.
I don't understand.
You were different from a very early age. I sensed it. After your parents died, I tried my best to protect you from your grandfather. I sent you away. I was only trying to protect you with money. I never realized what you truly needed was a family. But here, by yourself, you created your own family. Just like your art. A family that you care for deeply, and that cares for you.
She looks across the room at Min, and then takes a few steps towards him, with tears in her eyes.
I hope someday you can do what you want, because I couldn't. I hope that you can love who you want, because I couldn't. This is my wedding gift to you.
Min's eyes glisten with tears. He starts to cry as she walks up to him.
No matter what anyone says, you are my grandson.
She wipes away his tears, and he looks down at her.
Thank you.
And then he smiles. In a forest, Chris stands on a footbridge with Angela.
We've already done the embarrassing part. The man just needs the license. Anyway, that's not why I asked to see you.
Oh.
When I was throwing up again this morning, you know, I was staring into the toilet bowl, just kind of meditating, and I just realized that maybe.
You mean I'm gonna be a dad?
Maybe.
Jesus. I don't know.
What don't you know?
Everything. I know it's your decision to make, but aren't you worried that the kid is gonna end up like me?
No, I'm worried the kid's gonna end up like me. Look, we fucked up. We're lost. Fine. But whatever decision I make about this baby, I'm gonna make it. I will make the decision. Maybe it's time you made some decisions of your own.
She walks away, leaving Chris alone on the bridge. Later in his cousin's apartment, Chris sweeps the floor.
You all right?
I make decisions. I make decisions all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, like when I'm done cleaning your apartment, I'm gonna play all the Kingdom Hearts in between games, including the one made exclusively for Verizon subscribers. Then when I'm done with that, maybe I'll dive back in and finish my dissertation. How's that for getting my shit together?
I think Angela was talking about Min.
I love Min. I love Min too much to let him down or fuck things up or hurt him more than I already have. He is so good, and I am not good enough.
His cousin looks at him from across the room. She goes over to him and sits on the edge of a table.
When I moved here, because of all that shit with our family, I felt kind of bad because, like, it seemed like you put your life on hold.
That's not true.
Just know that you can take all this time and energy and focus on you because I'm good now. Because of you, and Angela, and Lee, and Min. None of us are good enough alone. I don't think you should be scared about being a dad, because you've been a really good one to me.
She rests her head on his shoulder.
Love you, cuz.
Love you too.
They look at each other and smile. The cousin steps away, and Chris stares off. At night, Angela stands on the porch, overlooking the garden. She turns and goes into the house. A twig lies on the mossy ground. Garden gloves lie near a hose. A bird feeder hangs from a branch. Now, at the courthouse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health, till death do us part.
In sickness and in health, till death do us part.
Rings? Under the authority vested in me by the state of Washington, I now pronounce you married. You may kiss.
A lesbian couple kisses. Min smiles slightly in the audience.
Up next, Hyun Chen.
Angela and Min look at each other and stand up. Mrs. Hyun and May watch them walk up the aisle to the front of the room. They stand before the commissioner.
Sir, do I have to stand on this side or that side?
It really doesn't matter. Now, if there's anyone here who can show just cause why these two should not be legally married, speak now or hereafter hold their peace.
Mrs. Hyun looks down, and May stares at her.
Right. Repeat after me. I, Min Hyun.
I, Min Hyun.
Oh, my God, no.
Everyone turns to see the lion dance approaching up the aisle. Passes by Mrs. Hyun and May.
Hey.
The lion puppet kneels down in front of Min and Angela.
Hey.
It takes off its head and Min stares.
Chris.
Chris stands up and tears off the lion pants.
What's going on here?
Min smiles and Chris hurries up to him.
Min.
Yes, I'll marry you.
I have a hole.
I don't care! Yes, yes, I'll marry you!
He grabs Chris and they kiss. Angela watches and grins. May joins in the applause and smiles at Mrs. Hyun.
Will you be my line dance partner?
Chris and Min kiss again.
Nice. He's all yours.
Angela urges them towards the commissioner.
Okay, we're ready. I, Min Hyun.
Hold on a second.
I know, confusing, right? I don't want to marry her anymore. I want to marry him.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, he's my best friend.
And actually, she's pregnant with my baby.
I, Min Hyun.
It doesn't quite work like that. See, it's got her name on it.
A nearby clerk.
ID.
What?
Gay lover, baby daddy, identification.
Oh, totally, sure.
They rush over to her desk, followed by May and Mrs. Hyun. May hugs Min and Chris.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, May-chan.
Happy for you.
Mrs. Hyun looks at Min, and May smiles.
Let's have a Chinese wedding.
No! Right, let's get this show on the road.
What should I do, Stanley?
It really doesn't matter.
Angela stands alone and smiles. Later, they all arrive home.
No! It's harmony.
Harmony.
Yeah.
Harmony.
Harmony.
Yeah, isn't it?
Angela follows behind and closes the door.
I'll get the champagne.
Angela walks down the dimly lit hall, stops and looks back.
See?
Angela continues slowly down the hall and arrives at the kitchen. She stops and stares. She hurries into the backyard, then stops and stares. Lee kneels in the garden. She turns and looks at Angela with a slight smile. Angela looks back at her and furrows her brow. Lee tosses down pruners and stands up. She puts her hands in the pockets of her blue coveralls and looks across at Angela. Angela looks back at her. Lee looks down, shifts her weight, and then smiles slightly at Angela. Angela appears on the verge of tears. She nods her head slightly, and then the two women come together and hug. Lee runs her hands up Angela's back and nuzzles her neck. They press their foreheads together and look into each other's eyes. They rock back and forth. Cut to black. Angela bursts into a dark room and rushes to a crib. She rocks the baby in her arms. She stubs her toe. Lee appears and turns on the light.
What time is it?
I'm sorry.
Lee reaches into another crib. She holds the baby in her arms.
Rough night.
They both hold the babies in their arms. Min and Chris appear.
What a big drama on the baby monitor.
Oh, everyone okay?
Yeah, just right back to sleep. It's my turn to warm the bottles. This one needs a change.
Angela hands the baby to Chris.
Wait. Before anything, group hug.
Min smiles and opens his arms wide. They all come together in a group hug. In the kitchen, Angela heats up bottles. She stands at the machine and then turns away. She slowly walks across the kitchen and crosses her arms. She stops in the doorway and gazes off. She smiles slightly and looks up. She smiles again and takes a deep breath. She looks at photo booth strips and other family photos on the refrigerator. She smiles, appearing lost in thought. She turns into the kitchen. She stretches her arms above her head. A view of the house, the porch light is on, and an upper window. Credits: described video by Descriptive Video Works, written by Stephen Groves and narrated by Kazemi Loro, directed by Andrew Ahn, screenplay by Andrew Ahn and James Seamus, based on the screenplay by Ang Lee and Neil Peng and James Seamus. Produced by Anita Gu, PGA, and Joe Pirro, PGA. Produced by Caroline Clark, PGA, and James Seamus, PGA. Executive producers Luca Antilli and Daniel Biekerman. Executive producers Andrew Carpin and Kent Sanderson. Cast: Bowen Yang, Lily Gladstone, Kelly Marie Tran, Han Ji Chan, Bobo Lee, Camille Atebe, with Joan Chen, and Yun Yu Jung. Casting by Jenny Ju, CSA, co-producer Jordan Hart, director of photography Ki Jin Kim, production designer Charlotte Royer, edited by Jerome Brisson, ACE, costume designer Matthew Simonelli, original music by Jay Wadley, music supervisor Tiffany Sue for The Wilders. Additional credits continue to roll. Copyright 2025, Hometown Pride, LLC, all rights reserved. The title appears, The Wedding Banquet.